This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Desilasi Marie, who is living her dream through art and graphic design. Welcome to the show, Desilasi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being a part of the show. I really appreciate you coming on. Why don't we get started by giving our audience a bit of your background?
Okay, well, I'm a 31-year-old mom, graphic designer, and artist from New York. I work under the alias Desilasi Marie, and I've been doing so since about 2005. Started off with virtual gaming sites and moved my way up to potentially making my own business and getting my name out there freelance-wise.
So what would you say inspires you?
Freedom and expression, doing what I want. I think that drawing helps me relieve any stresses from the world, and finishing a piece gives me a sense of accomplishment. The fact that people like my work is an added bonus. I'm glad that I've had the time to manage something that I love and I can do as a career.
How did this dream of drawing come about?
It's pretty much my dad. He drew and created a lot of artwork and things like that. He worked as a pressman for a printing company. So one day around maybe fourth grade or so, I attended what was the Take Your Daughter to Work Day. And he took me to the printing company, but unfortunately, he didn't let me really mess around with any of the machines because they were expensive and really messy. I didn't really want to mess with them anyway because the ink was very hard to take out of the clothes. So he pretty much just said, for the time to pass, just sit here on this computer and occupy yourself. And I saw some workers that he used to work with were doing some digital art on the computer. And from there, that was like my first experience with being interested in art software and digital art and design and things like that. So it started from there. And then when I got home, I pressed him like, Dad, you have to get me a computer. We have to do this. I want to do what the guys at your job does. And he's like, you don't want to do what I do? And I'm like, not really. It's too messy. I want to do the stuff that they're doing on the computer. So it went from there. He showed me some techniques that he used when he would do his paintings. And he taught me everything I knew, gave me the basis, and then I just went from there.
So how was your dream of drawing and becoming an artist received by your family members?
A lot of them didn't really like it. I mean, aside from my dad pushing me, my mom thought it was cool sometimes. She didn't want me spending all of my time drawing things and being in my own creative world. She wanted to set me up to be accomplished in the real world and felt that art really wasn't a niche for me. I guess it was harder for her and like my grandparents to understand that there can be a living made by art. And I wasn't on the computer, just on random sites, not accomplishing anything. So it was hard for me to prove to them that doing something that I loved was going to be something that's beneficial for my future. I have three younger sisters. My sisters are cool with it. They thought it was awesome. Like, oh, you can draw stuff? Now draw me a shirt or draw a tattoo for me. And I'm like, I can only draw a certain style. I can't do everything. They want me to draw random things for them here and there. And they tell their friends, and then their friend thinks it's cool. I have a daughter. My daughter loves it. She likes learning to draw stuff as well. She thinks it's cool to show her friends, like, oh, you like this shirt? My mom drew it, or things like that. So they accepted it. But as far as my mom and my grandparents, they were the real tough ones that I had to convince.
So you mentioned about it becoming a full-on career, and that's what it has become for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. I freelance. I think it's better for me because, like I said before, I like doing what I want to do. So I feel like it gives me a lot of freedom to just draw when I want to, draw things that I want to do, make my own style, be my own person. I have a friend in Hawaii who, she's like a sister to me. She draws things as well. And like I can call her and we go back and forth as far as advice and pep talks and things like that. She teaches me her style and we go back and forth. I just pretty much had to learn to get my name out there and accept my style and what I did.
You actually walked right into the next question, which is what steps did you take to get started?
For me to get started, I actually was into a lot of virtual gaming sites. And I played a lot of games online where you would have this online community where you raise a virtual pet and you play games to take care of them and feed them and things like that. There was also contests that they had there. And originally I wasn't too confident with my art style or how I drew, but I decided, why not give it a shot, try a contest, see what happens. And from there, I actually placed pretty well in the contest. People from the site started contacting me to do little artwork for them and like, draw my pet, or draw this for me and draw that. So from there, I started getting my name out there. People started to know who I was, recognize my art style. And I played so many sites that eventually the owners of the site started to contact me and asked for help with drawing artwork for their sites, like the avatars, the icons, the items, things that went into the site itself. It initially started as just a hobby, something that took up my free time, did take a lot of effort, but I did for free, and gradually just turned into something that people started wanting to pay me for because I didn't have the time to do so much free artwork for people. So they tried, it was pretty much like a competition. They're like, oh, we want you to draw. And I'm like, I don't know, I don't have time for it. And then another person would be like, well, if you do my stuff, then I will pay you for it. And I'm like, wait, I can get paid for this stuff? This is great. So that's what started it off, pretty much with me going from a hobby to a career. And then I just liked it. I'm like, why am I going to continue doing something for free that I might love, but can potentially make me income? And decided to go from there. Started drawing for different sites, putting my name out there saying, oh, I can draw, I can do this. And then people just contacted me. A lot of networking, which is hard for me because I'm kind of shy. So it's hard for me to just be like, oh, hey, I draw stuff. Let me do this poster for you. Let me do this character for you. And it just, luckily I had a lot of people that supported me in the community of online gaming where they were just like, oh, you have to go to this artist. If you need something, just go to her. So I lucked out in that sense. And the virtual gaming stuff progressed into my sister, Chris. She's like my PR person. She'll see something and somebody mentions anything about artwork or graphic design or needing anything, then she'll tell them about me and she'll publicize me. So from there, it just grew into a bunch of people that I ended up knowing that needed things and me doing it for them.
That is really awesome when you can make that happen, when you make that transition from, oh, there's a hobby that I do on the side, into getting the confidence that you need. I mean, that you really, really need to take that step and not be afraid of rejection, that, oh, people are going to think this is stupid. I mean, look how many stupid things there are out there. That, you know, I was just watching last night, somebody showed me that video of the girl burning her hair off with the curling iron. And I looked, I'm like, I bet she just has like a ridiculous amount of views. And it had like 33 million at the time. And I'm like, this is stupid. Why are people wasting their time with this? Why am I watching this? I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, with that, it was kind of hard to break away from caring too much as to what people thought. There's always going to be negative people or people that might not think that what you're doing is good or it's not good enough. But then you see stupid things like that and you're like, okay, well, my stuff has to be good in a sense. I mean, it's actually productive and good versus the stupid things that they put online. So why not? After a while, I just didn't care. And I was just like, why not? That's something that you're just going to have to do. If you want to do something, then just go out there and do it. There's always going to be a critic. You can't satisfy everybody. So if you're going to do stuff, might as well do something that makes you happy and that you feel good about.
So that walks right into the next question, which is, were there any roadblocks with getting started or later on down the line? You mentioned about being shy and everything like that. And then how did you overcome those?
Well, besides the fact of me being shy and not confident about my work, time was an issue. I'm a single mom and trying to find time between working and if I didn't have commissions, trying to get an income or trying to get myself out there so I can bring in potential clients was pretty hard for me. I wasn't really good at budgeting time. And I also decided to go to school and learn things for my craft and that could benefit me. So between all those things, a roadblock was definitely budgeting time. It's something that I learned while I was in school, where they were pretty much like, maybe you should write things down as a list. And I'm a competitive person, so I'm like, okay, lists are good, because then I can write everything down that I need to, and then I can cross them off. And when I cross them off, I'm like, yeah, got it done. So it motivates me to do more things. So if I don't have a list, I'm probably, yeah, you'll always see me with a list. A list is something that helped me overcome that issue. As far as confidence, that grew over time. The more I practiced my artwork or my design style, and the more clients that I got, the more people that came to me, the confidence just built with the craft. The more that I felt comfortable with what I was doing and how I was doing it and improving, the confidence just soared. I've noticed that the more you feel comfortable about the things that you do, the better and easier it is to talk about it and get yourself out there. So I would say to overcome it was definitely practice, a lot of practice, and the people that surrounded me. I was lucky to have a stable and positive group of people that were around me. So if I did feel down about something, I can always go to them. Surrounding myself with a lot of creative people, because you can feed off of each other, inspire each other, things like that. So that was another way for me to overcome the confidence issue.
Yeah, the people you surround yourself with is so imperative, especially when you're trying to do something that's not have a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. With that, you have to understand too, if you don't have a 9-to-5 job, then your income isn't stable. And it's only coming to you with the effort that you're putting in. So it's all about a hustle and trying to keep yourself going, keep yourself motivated. Because if you don't and you feel like you're in a hole, you're definitely not going to get any income. And that's going to be a problem. So in order for you to limit that, make sure that you keep motivating yourself, keep yourself with people that motivate you, do things that make you happy. Because I'm what I consider a temperamental artist. So if I'm in a bad mood, chances are I won't want to draw, or I'll draw and it won't look right, or I'll start to nitpick it and be a perfectionist, like an overachiever type of perfectionist, where I won't be happy with that stuff. So I'll listen to music. Music helps me calm my nerves, and then I'll just draw stuff and gradually overcome that issue.
So is there any parts of your dream that haven't quite worked out?
Because I started off with virtual gaming, I originally wanted to make my own virtual gaming site. And I had the artwork for it and had staff. But the issue with that was I didn't know enough programming language for it. So it pretty much fell through. Anything else I'm still working on, I'm always trying to make things better, get out there more, practice with my confidence levels, try not to be as shy, meeting new people. I want to do a t-shirt line and apparel line, which is something that I'm working on now. I have some friends that do that as well, but that's all in due time. The dreams that I have for myself and for my craft, I try not to say that, oh, they're not accomplished or they didn't work out. I'm just feeling like I'm always working towards them. Not really making anything an absolute, like, I can't do it, but just always getting a lot of ideas and doing a lot of different things and keeping things moving forward as much as possible.
Even small steps are steps towards what you're doing, you know, every day you just got to take at least one step.
Yeah, as long as I'm moving forward, then I'm in the right direction. If I stay still and don't do anything, then I'm definitely not going to get anything accomplished. So I try to do as many things as possible, even if it's little things, just to get some progression going.
So if you were stranded on a deserted island with your family, what three things would you want to have with you?
This question I was thinking about for a while. Like, I thought, oh, three things, huh? I'm so indecisive sometimes. My family's already there, so I guess I have good structure as far as to continuing my artwork. And I can draw on the sand or something if worse comes to worse. So I would say my art supplies, which include my computer and my art tablet, because I would definitely need that. And if I have my computer, then I would need a strong and working Wi-Fi connection, or else I wouldn't be doing anything. And the third one I would have to say, chocolate. I like chocolate. It keeps me going. Let's go with chocolate. That sounds good. So my art supplies, a strong and working Wi-Fi connection, and chocolate. And I should be good.
Awesome. So what do your dreams for the future look like?
I want to get my own office, because right now I'm working out from home, which is easy and saves me money. But I do want to start my own design firm with a friend of mine that I met when we were in school. So we're working on that. And like I said before, the clothing line and the apparel stuff is coming soon as well. Just trying to debate as far as to what target audience I'm going to be going for. So I do a lot of K-pop things and K-drama, which is Korean dramas and Korean music that I'm really into right now. So I'm probably going to start off with that demographic. But I don't want to just do that. Like, I want to make sure that I have something that's stable and open enough to hit other targets as well. So, and besides that, just practicing and trying to get my art style to where I like it, keeping up with competitors, trying to get better every day. That's my future. That's my plans.
So do you have any last thoughts to share with the audience?
Well, hopefully I can inspire some future artists. regardless of what people think, you really just have to do what you like and do what makes you feel good. Practice, as cliche as it sounds, does make perfect. That was hard for me to accept, but it is true. The road can be frustrating at times, regardless or whatever of whatever you do decide to do. So try not to compare yourself negatively to other people. If you're going to compare yourself, do it as positively as possible. Make sure that it helps you strive a little bit harder for your goal and it's not discouraging. Not everyone can draw the same, so don't be upset or quit. Use this as motivation to find your unique style and your way of doing things. If you plan on doing this professionally, then you definitely need to make sure that you have a thick skin for it. Get yourself out there as much as possible using social networking, going on different art sites like DeviantArt is one that I use. Know your audience, know your competition, figure out what you want to do and what you're best at and make it work to your advantage. Don't undersell your worth. And sometimes when you freelance, it's hard to find a balance because some people that don't draw and want to work with an artist, they tend not to want to pay for the services, or it's hard to find a medium between the two of what they feel is what your art is worth and what you know your art is worth. So hopefully that they can realize and appreciate the time and effort that we do put into our pieces and enjoy them as well. That's it.
So is there any websites you'd like to share with everybody?
Yeah, most of my stuff can be found on www.dezelasi.com. That's DZHELASI. Or you can reach me on Facebook on my fan page at facebook.com/dezelasi.art. And Twitter is twitter.com/dezelasi. Pretty much you can Google Dezelasi. I'm everywhere.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you again for having me. It was fun.
Definitely. You're welcome to come back anytime.
All right. Let me know. I'll be here.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.